Welcome to a brand new year and a brand new feature of the Redefining Wealth podcast. This is the first edition of Wisdom Point, and I am so excited. In the last episode of Redefining Wealth from 2023, I shared with you that a part of my theme for the year is effortless acceleration, and that means that you have to know when it's time to release some things in order for you to truly excel and accelerate. And one of the things that I've decided to release when it comes to the Redefining Wealth podcast is the video portion. I am no longer consumed with all the things that it takes to be successful on YouTube. I'm just going to keep it real with you. I started the Redefining Wealth podcast as someone who had been on television for years because I wanted a way to reach people where I wasn't obsessed about what I look like, what I had on, what jewelry I was wearing, and all the things that didn't matter. I started this podcast in 2017 because I wanted an opportunity to just speak from my heart. And moving to video was wonderful for the season that it was, but it was really taking me further and further away from the heart of the matter, which I'm really just here to share the downloads and the nuggets of wisdom that I receive sometimes at, you know, not the most opportune time. Sometimes it's the middle of the night, or it's in the shower, or while I'm on a treadmill, or while I'm driving. And I just wanted to be able to get home and share those wisdom points with you. And instead, I was trying to save them up to go into the studio once a month and record all day. And it really took away from the joy. And this is my also season of scaling joy. And I wanted to infuse the podcast and everything that I put my hands to with more joy. And so here we are. We also surveyed the audience around what you would like most. And thank you so much to so many of you who completed that survey. And what I found is that so many of you are busy professionals. I knew that already, but busy parents, so many things are competing for your attention, and you wanted some more short form content that was impactful. And I wanted to share more of these powerful nuggets with you as well. So it was a perfect match. And here we are. So from now on the Redefining Wealth podcast, at least in this season, you will get two episodes a week. The first episode will come out every Monday. And this is now Wisdom Point with Patrice Washington. You don't have to go anywhere, do anything different. I'm just going to pop in every Monday to give you a 10-minute touch point just to steer us in the right direction for our week. When I originally felt called to what I do in the world now, Proverbs 17:16 was the scripture that changed everything for me. And it said, "What good is money in the hands of a fool if they hath no desire to seek wisdom?" And as someone who prided herself on being the smart friend, being the smart one in the family, having a lot of education, a lot of information, easy at taking tests, like best test taker around, got my broker's certification or my broker's license on the first try, I really thought that I was smart. But when I lost everything in the recession, 2009, I'm on the bathroom floor bawling, snotting, crying, asking God, why me? And I'm led to that scripture. And that scripture is the first time that I even fathomed the idea that there was actually a difference between wisdom and knowledge. And knowledge was information and education, but wisdom is the soundness of an action or decision with regard to the application of experience and good judgment. Wisdom and knowledge are not the same. Many of us have information, especially in this day and age, because it's so easy for us to Google anything under the sun and get the answers that we want. Now we have ChatGPT. We can get the answers so quickly, but it's not the same as wisdom. Wisdom is knowing how to apply it. And that's what I want to share more and more in this season of my life, is how do we apply all of the information that we keep going out there and gathering so we can actually actualize what we say we want, make it a reality. And I chose Wisdom Point because point means a stage or level at which a change of state occurs. A stage or level at which a change of state occurs. I want this to be a place where every week you
swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Can come get a nugget, a thought, an idea, something that is from my life, a real life application, or the lives of my clients, or even past guests. And it can take you from whatever stage you're in at the moment to supporting you and taking your next best step. So I'll be sharing our best moments from past guests who have great wisdom around their best practices for having success in one or all of the six pillars of wealth. We'll be doing some before and afters. I really learned that you want to hear more about what my journey is like now, over 40, as a mother of a teenager and divorced and dating. Very different than who I was when this podcast began. And a lot of what I shared, which was very real for me in that moment in 2017, 2018, 2019, a lot of those thoughts, opinions, ideas, perspectives, perceptions have shifted in these last few years. And I want to not only share with you what my new ideas are, but also be really transparent about how they've evolved and why. And I also want to use this Wisdom Point segment to share my reactions to current events and how we can all use the pillars to process whatever we're processing as a culture and society. Wisdom Point will also be how you can keep up with the focus pillar of the month in the new Redefining Wealth app. Did you know that? Yes, if you haven't seen it in social media, we have a new home, Purpose Chasers. All things Patrice Washington and Redefining Wealth are housed in our brand new, completely beautiful Redefining Wealth app. You can find it on your Android or iOS device. Just type in Redefining Wealth and it should pop right up. Come on in and join us where we'll be discussing the podcast, our takeaways. There'll be pillar themed challenges, like this month is all about our month of mindfulness. And we have a calendar of mindful activities for you to try over these next 31 days or so. So many goodies in there. And it's just for being a purpose chaser and for being in this journey with me. So come on over to the Redefining Wealth app. And I just want to leave you with this. I feel it's really important as we think about what we desire for this year to get anchored in a word or a theme. What is the word or theme that is going to keep you coming back to what it is you said you wanted to create for this year? Last month, I did Results Not Resolutions for the first time in a few years, and I love doing that training. It's all about how I have learned to set my goals up for the year. I don't believe in just setting resolutions because that talks about how you want to start. But here at Redefining Wealth, I want us to focus on how you want to end. And I want you to start with the end in mind. So it's important that we get anchored in a word or a theme. Mine is effortless acceleration. And I reject glorifying the idea that anything I put my hands to has to be hard and it has to take long to manifest the results that I desire. I reject that. It is not in my personal bill of rights. I don't believe that it has to be hard and it has to be long and laborious. Long suffering is not my portion in this season. And so for me, as I come against anything, any type of resistance or any type of obstacle, instead of allowing it to consume me, I'm going to remember effortless acceleration and the fact that I will accelerate the easier I allow things to be. A part of my mantra set for this year is let it be easy. Simplification is the way for me. And it's a part of why I launched the Redefining Wealth app, so that my clients and followers and people who just want to connect with me can all come into one place and we don't have to be scattered about on so many different platforms because my brain just can't take it, but my heart wants to be in the journey with you. So I will be with my heart in the Redefining Wealth app. Now, I don't know what this year holds, you guys, but I know who holds me and I know why I've been held and why you've been held. I want you to remember that we are here with purpose, on purpose, for purpose. And this year, we will rely on the wisdom before us to continue to point us in the direction of our next best step. I'm so excited to take this journey with you. Welcome to Wisdom Point. I'll see you on Thursday for the first official episode of Redefining Wealth for this year. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. We're in this together.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.